Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined by David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group, serving you, of course, in Northwest Arkansas. David, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing great, Mark. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Ready for another good show session here. As always, if you want to listen to past podcasts, and you can find us online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. Now, David, today I want to talk about pain points. And I hope it doesn't get too violent, but I know that when it comes to financial planning, everybody has some kind of pain point. Those pain points are different for each person, but everyone has something that bothers them. So I want you to tell us about the times that you've helped somebody deal with each of these pain points. How about extreme worry about running out of money before dying? I know that's a really popular one.
Yeah, that's a popular one. And believe it or not, you know, studies show that people have a greater fear of running out of money before death than they do of death itself even. So yeah, that's definitely something that we deal with a lot in the demographic that we deal in and the segment of financial planning that we deal in. We primarily work with, for the most part, we work with seniors, retirees, and near retirees. And that's a very common fear for that demographic group because let's face it, pensions are kind of a thing of the past. We went from an era where people had defined benefit plans, i.e. pensions, and now we've gone to an era where most people have defined contribution plans, such as 401ks and 403bs. So, you know, the onus falls on the account holder or the retiree or the employee to manage their own money effectively enough to make sure they don't run out of money before dying. And so it can be a significant pain point or a significant worry for many folks preparing for retirement. So how do we help people deal with that? With that angst or with that worry, first of all, it involves a thorough retirement planning process. So we take everyone through a planning process that starts with collecting data, you know, how old they are. If they're not retired, when do they plan to retire? What kind of life expectancy do they have? And if we're not sure, we always plan out to, you know, at least 95 to 100. And a number of other factors that we collect. If I didn't say it already, Social Security income, how much of that are they going to have? If they have a pension, how much of that do they have? How much savings have they accumulated to that point in time? And then we put together a game plan to figure out what kind of rate of return is necessary based on the lifestyle that they want to live at in retirement to make sure that they won't run out of money during their lifetime. So basically what we do is we help them figure out the process to figure out the lowest necessary rate of return to make sure they don't run out of money, and which gives them the lowest possible risk in their portfolio to make sure they'll be able to achieve those goals. So for example, if someone only needs a 3% rate of return to make sure that, you know, and they could live off of the interest from that 3% per year rate of return without touching principal, that's an easy problem to solve, right? We could just put everything in there that involves zero risk of loss. They could live off the principal for their entire life if that was enough income to make ends meet, and we would have no worries about running out of money. Most people aren't in that situation where they could do just fine off of a 2 or 3% rate of return. Most people are, in my experience, are, you know, going to need more like a 6 or 7%, or in some cases even higher target rate of return. And so the name of the game then becomes, how do we achieve that rate of return with as close to zero risk? And then we show that to them on that thorough retirement analysis to show them, look, here's how long your money is going to last at this certain rate of return. Now, so that's one way that we do it. For the vast majority of folks out there that need a 6 to 8% or greater rate of return, we show them a process. We take them through a process to show them the lowest possible risk way to achieve that target rate of return. For folks who have plenty of retirement assets, we'll use guaranteed income producing vehicles such as fixed annuities or indexed annuities or income producing annuities that are guaranteed by the underlying insurance company to pay them a certain monthly income for life as long as they live. So again, it goes back to that retirement analysis that I referenced a moment ago. We'll figure out what kind of monthly income they need. So for example, let's say you need $6,000 a month. And between you and your spouse, you've got $3,000 a month coming in from Social Security. So we've got to have $3,000 extra per month coming from somewhere to make ends meet. So one way we could do that, depending on the level of assets you have, is we could put enough money into a portfolio of income producing annuities to guarantee that $3,000 a month payment for life. So there's a couple of different ways we solve that problem for folks, depending on their age, depending on their asset level, depending on their tolerance for risk. But we can take people through that detailed process and show them the numbers behind all of it. So again, it helps take that angst and fear and uncertainty out of the whole planning process, so that instead of just kind of, you know, ducking your head in the sand and crossing your fingers and hoping for the best possible outcome, but you don't really know whether it's going to work or not, we show people how it works so that they can have a high confidence level that the strategy that we implement for them is indeed going to take care of them through their life.
Right. I think it's important for you to know that you don't have to worry about running out of money before you retire, and we don't want you to be experiencing right. that angst, because there is a way to experience a worry-free retirement, and that, of course, comes with a well-thought-out plan, and you can help people to get together a plan there at Mach 1 Financial, and that maybe now would be a good time to give out that phone number for the people to give you a call, and that's 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. And of course, that is your way to get in touch with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. Give them a call and let David help you in your journey to retirement get some peace of mind about some of this angst that you may be feeling. And speaking of angst, what about taxes? I think I've seen where a lot of people experience angst over their taxes that they're paying as well on certain investments.
Yeah, and for us, where that angst comes in is uncertainty about the future of tax rates, right? I mean, for most retirees, at least most retirees that we see, they have most of their assets in qualified plans, such as traditional IRAs and 401ks. And as you know, especially those of you out there that are already retired and you're having to take distributions out of that IRA or 401k to live life, as you know, every dollar you take out is taxable as ordinary income. Well, what if we get in a situation where down the road, due to our debt problems that we've, you know, all this debt that we've accumulated as a country, what if down the road tax rates go up and potentially go up significantly? Well, you're still going to have to take withdrawals out of that IRA or 401k, even if you didn't need to take the money out. If you've got enough income sources to where you feel like, you know, I don't need to take any withdrawals out of that IRA and I'm just fine, eventually you're going to get to a point where, you know, when you're 70 and a half and over, the government forces you to take a distribution out. So if you're at a point in life where you're forced to take a certain amount of distribution out of your IRA or 401k, what if tax rates double, you know, at some point in the future? That's a significant tax rate risk that many retirees face. So how do we help them overcome that risk or that fear? There's a great tool that we use as part of our retirement analysis where we can also run what I call what if tax scenarios and say, well, what would your retirement look like if tax rates stay the same? What would your retirement look like if tax rates go up over time? Or better yet, what would your retirement look like if you had a systematic process to know how much you should convert each year from your IRA to a Roth IRA so that by getting your IRA down to the optimal amount so you don't have too much money in the IRA. I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive. How can you ever have too much money? There is actually a certain maximum number that we recommend in your IRA or 401k. And it's not a uniform number, so it's not like I can tell you here is the maximum number you ought to have in your IRA, because it's different for everybody based on your income sources, such as Social Security, pension, and a host of other factors. So anyway, but believe it or not, there is a certain optimal maximum number that you ought to have in your IRA or 401k or qualified accounts. Everything else ought to be shoved over into the tax-free bucket, otherwise known as a Roth IRA. And the way you get that money over there is through a conversion process called a Roth IRA conversion, which is a taxable event. So what we show you how to do is, how do you get money put over into that Roth IRA without paying more tax on the money than you would have otherwise paid if you had done nothing? So in other words, you're not any worse off than you would be if you didn't do this process. But if down the road tax rates do go up significantly, you're much better off having done that. So we can do that what if scenario to show you, here's what your future looks like if tax rates don't change and you do nothing. Here's what your future looks like if tax rates go up and you do nothing. And here's what your future looks like whether they don't. And if you follow our our prescribed process of how and when and how much to convert from IRA to Roth IRA over time. That takes a lot of angst out of the retirement picture, worrying about what may or may not happen to future tax rates. If you know that, hey, even if they do double in the future, you're not going to be affected by it. So that's how we help take the fear out of that area.
And one more pain point, David, that I want to talk about today, anxiety about an impending market crash. I know this is a popular one, especially given the fact that we've been on this 8-year, I guess 9-year run now where the market's just been going up, up, up.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge one. This is what this is really what Mach 1 Financial is all about. We have a process by which we construct portfolios. It's what I call a market neutral strategy, which means regardless of which way the market moves from here, because it's impossible for you or I or anyone to know what the future holds. We don't know whether we're about to go into a market crash or whether this is just the early stages of a long-term bull market run. We don't know. So given that uncertainty, we try to create a portfolio where regardless of which way it goes, there's a high probability of success. And we do that by using a combination of what are called indexed annuities, which go up when the market goes up, and don't lose anything when the market goes down. They have certain disadvantages, though. You can only take 10% a year out of them, and there's a limit to how much it can go up when the market goes up. So what we add to that is we add what's called a hedged equity strategy, where there's no real limit on how much it can go up. It's just a function of how much the market index goes up. But in return for that full liquidity and no limitation on the upside, there's a little bit of risk on the downside, up to about 8%. And then, so to kind of give you an idea, if you had half the money at zero risk and half the money at 8% risk, then you know your total portfolio risk is only 4% in that scenario. Then we add to it some unique things that are unique only to Mach 1 Financial, called high probability options and investment strategies that select stocks based on artificial intelligence and based on internet traffic and a whole host of things that we don't have time to talk about in this format. But so the point is that we do some very unique things that are unique only to us. If you'd like more information on how that works, reach out to us. Call us 479-876-2100 or go online to our website, www.mach1financial.com. And you can click on, you know, request a free retirement analysis there, and we'd be happy to do that for you.
David, you're right. That free financial analysis that you're offering is a great way to deal, quite frankly, with some of this angst that you may be experiencing. I mean, we never, ever want you to feel like there's nothing you can do about your retirement, because that's just not true. You don't have to worry about the market going up and down, and you don't have to worry about running out of money, because there is a way to plan for these scenarios in advance. And if you'd like to do so, as we've said, give David a call at Mach 1 Financial Group. That number to call is 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. This has been the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.